Nick Castro, Christoph Czertik, Gabe Cohen, Nick Castro and the Young Elders. We got the last question for you guys.
Yes, sir.
So we are right in 2009, but we are very curious to know what are the records you played more, even amongst the new ones or the old ones in the past year, 2008.
The records that we like?
Yeah, the one you most played in this past year.
Oh, what record did you listen to most this last year, Gabe?
I would say the Yes album.
The Yes album. Probably not the things you would think.
Christoph? Yes.
Oh, jeez, I don't know. I'm really on a... I really love this group called Tir na n'og, that actually I knew about, but Nick really turned me on to some years ago, and I really love them. I play them all the time.
Okay.
And me?
Yeah.
Oh, to be honest, I don't really listen to that much music.
Okay.
But when I do, it's usually jazz.
I see. So which one? I mean, do you have a kind of period?
Straight ahead stuff, the Blue Note stuff, Grant Green, you know, things like that.
I see, so very classic recordings.
Yeah.
Yes, so we have the other question, as you were, the other one is a more classic question about the Desert Island Records. So you got five each. Try to pack your suitcase well and to put these five records and just these five in your suitcase to go to the desert island.
Okay, then for me it would probably be Grant Green's Idle Moments. Mm-hmm. There's a great Turkish record that's very difficult to find by a singer named Bülent Ortaçgül, and the record's called Benimle Oynar Mısın.
Okay, I'm not going to repeat this, so it's just you, okay?
That's another one I love. There's this really great Rajasthani folk music CD that I like, and that's just what it's called, Rajasthani folk music.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, probably Tir na n'og's In the Spotlight's one of them. Maybe Credible String Band's Hangman's Beautiful Daughter.
Ok, quindi diciamo che sono delle scelte tutte abbastanza virate sul folk, no? Detto Grant Green, Roger Danny, poi questo disco turco che sinceramente non potrei ripronunciare, poi The Incredible String Band, che insomma voglio dire, stiamo parlando proprio di folk classico. Ok, let's go on.
Christoph, what are your five Desert Island records?
Well, actually, I think my favorite work of art, work of music of all time is actually an Italian thing, which is Monteverdi's L'Orfeo, one of the earliest operas.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of the most beautiful works of art I've ever experienced, and I would definitely bring that.
Just one.
As for the rest, I don't know. I don't know. Mostly classical music, I think, you know?
Okay. Just... quote another author, I don't know. Just another, quote another author,
another
just
artist
one,
you like.
Another artist you like.
I might do the same as Nick, have the Incredible String Band's Hangman's Beautiful Daughter, which is just an incredible, incredible record, too. And, you know, maybe this wonderful composer called Guillaume Dufay, Flemish early Renaissance composer, his masses, I think, are amazing as well.
Ok, quindi siamo su musica rinascimentale, musica classica, Monteverdi e poi anche lui Incredible String Band. E quindi, Gabe, è il tuo turno.
Gabe, your five Desert Island Records.
Well, one would have to be How to Get Yourself Off a Desert Island. That would help. I could list several Miles Davis albums, but then I wouldn't want to be rescued anyway. So I would have to say In a Silent Way would be my favorite of his. I'd have to choose... Caravanserai by Santana. God, there's so many. Maybe, really gonna have to think about this one. Maybe either Obscured by Clouds or Metal by Pink Floyd.
Sounds like a groovy island, man.
Sounds like the kind of island I don't want to leave.
Stranded might not be the right word.
Demons and Wizards by Uriah Heep, and
that's cool.
One more.
And the first Journey record.
Okay, but please don't tell
amazing,
you're not stuck to the 70s, okay? Okay.
All you kiddies out there, it's not like the other Journey records.
Ok, beh, direi che i nomi che ha citato Gabe, a parte Miles Davis in A Silent Way, che se non sbaglio dovrebbe essere degli anni 60, anche se potrei sbagliarmi, abbiamo Santana, Pink Floyd, Uriah Heep e Journey, quindi direi che siamo, ok, proprio belli presi negli anni 70. Io ringrazio Nick Castron di Young Elders, questa sera a Reggio Emilia, thank you guys, ringraziamo anche Daniele che ce li ha portati, ringraziamo Jonathan che ha fatto le riprese, molto presto tutto su radiomaps.it. Thank you guys and have a great gig tonight, thank you for having me with us.
Thanks for having us.
Grazie.
Grazie.
Italia.
Grazie.
Grazie mille.
Ciao.